What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Capaccio.
Sal!
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 Capaccio.
On WGR.
Good Friday morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off today. Sal Capaccio now on the Wester Hotline. Talk about Bills practice, the injury to Trey White yesterday, and more. We talked a little bit about college football, though, in the last segment, Sal, as week zero gets rolling this week. How do you feel about week zero as a concept and opening the college football season in Ireland every year?
I've never liked it. I've never liked week zero. To me, it's the same thing as saying the first round of the NCAA tournament is no longer the first round. It's this the first round is the second round, right? Like, oh, no, that was the play-in. This is the first. Like, no. You know what I mean? Like, this is the first round. Like, actually, the other way around. Like, they called the however they did it.
It's that's always what it was.
The first round. You know what I mean?
They called the first four, which was only four games, the first round. And then,
right, that's what I mean.
And then everybody else playing their first games, which, of course, is, you know, like 10 times the amount of games. You guys are in the second round now.
That's right.
I do feel like it is definitely a little bit of that. They at least are giving us good matchups, though. Like, one thing I don't like about the first four is we get, like, you know, the 2-16 seeds that we know are just going to get destroyed in a couple days. Whereas this is like, you know, two ranked teams, both could make the college football playoff this year. I guess that helps for me a little bit. Kansas State and Iowa State, by the way, is the matchup.
So that's the one that's happening where? Is that in Ireland?
That's in Dublin. Yeah, it's in Dublin.
And then I think next week you have several top 10 matchups even already scheduled. I think there's a few early this year, which is great.
Yeah.
Next Thursday, it's UB at Minnesota, right? I think it's Thursday night.
Yes, Thursday night.
Yeah, that's great to see something like that.
You've talked to Pete Lembo on the Extra Point Show, UB head coach, and you can't bet UB in New York State, so I haven't had the opportunity to do this, but I kind of want to pick an upset there. Yeah, like, or be open to it. Like, I would want to bet it, is all I'm saying. Because they're playing Minnesota, who's a fine Big Ten team. But, Sal, like, UB last year, when no one was expecting them to do anything, you know, won a bunch of games, and this year, a second year with Pete Lembo here as the head coach. I don't know. They're like, it's Minnesota's not Georgia or Ohio State when it comes to like a potential Power Five upset.
Yeah, and the other part about that, Joe, is UB, you know, they've been very, very good at retention. You know, this age of college football where it's very hard to retain your players. And that, I think that helps teams early in the season, especially, right? When you have retention and you keep your players compared to teams that have all this turnover. And they've done such a great job. And Pete Lembo and I have talked about this and, you know, why that's able to happen. And it's the culture they built. And, you know, sure, you can go and bolt for all this NIL money at other places. And you can stay at UB where they're not going to have those resources, but they're going to have a lot of other things. They're going to really allow you to grow as a football player and a person. And that's what they rely on a lot. And a lot of these guys want to stay because of that. The other thing is, I believe it was like a 12-year stretch, maybe. I'm not sure. Up until like last year, believe it or not, where a MAC team did beat a Big Ten team in a regular season game.
Okay.
I think there was like 10, 12 straight years where that happened. Until last year, maybe, was the first year it didn't happen.
All right. Well, let's see that get rolling again. Let's next Thursday at 8 o'clock, the UB Bulls against Minnesota.
We'll have time for that, and we'll have time for Syracuse, Tennessee next week a little bit because they play in Atlanta next week on Saturday. But you're right, this week, week zero. I don't love week zero, but I love the fact that college football is here. I think
definitely
regular season-wise, we now have college or NFL football every week from now until through pretty February. Much the championship games.
Love it. Yep. Syracuse and Tennessee, by the way. That's so much orange in one game. Did not think about colors clashing in that one. Sal, on Bills practice yesterday, we have the preseason game tomorrow, 7:30 against the Bucks. But let's start with practice from yesterday. So what happened to Tre'Davious White as everybody, you know, flocked to social media to see, hey, something happened to Tre White. What was it and how did it kind of play out?
Yeah, so let me kind of just give a little kind of overview of what exactly I saw and we saw, I think, as a media group. I think I could say, you know, being there with everybody. So the Bills practiced inside the stadium yesterday, right? So that's not abnormal for the regular season. A lot of times it's just they practice inside the stadium for a home game, but this week they did it inside the stadium. And I think they did it because they wanted to give the ones a lot more work and have more of a game environment. Sean McDermott kind of talked about that yesterday at his press conference, getting the ones work because they probably won't play tomorrow night, right? So they practice inside the stadium. Well, during an 11-on-11 starters versus starters situation, we in the media, we were sitting, most of us, in the tunnel, on the tunnel side, but in the corner, like the press box side, right? In that corner there when you walk in. And the offense was going away from us. Well, on the opposite side of the field after an 11-on-11 play, even though we were blocked by players, you could see there was a little like something was happening. And somebody goes, somebody hurt over there? We couldn't tell. So I say that, Joe, because it wasn't like any of us saw something happen to Tre'Davious White. You know what I mean? It was just, it's not where you're looking. There's a lot of players on the field. You're just watching practice, and it's practice. Well, all of a sudden, you realize it's Tre'Davious White, and he's hopping. He's hopping on one leg. And listen, I'll be the first to admit, but I'm not the only one. I didn't catch which leg he was hopping on because I saw him hopping on a leg just like, oh, my God, he's hopping on one leg. And by the time you kind of realize what's happening, he's not hopping on one leg anymore because he's hopping on one leg. And then Mitch Trubisky came over to him and kind of helped him off the field. And he was still hopping for a moment. You're watching him like, okay, what's going on? And then he walked over to trainers and he walked to the wall, standing on both feet now at the wall on the outside there, the fan wall. And he was kind of like, he was upset. You know, he was kind of like punching the wall a little bit. You know, you could tell he was frustrated. Trainers talked to him. He stood there, was there for a few minutes. I'd say probably 2-3 minutes. And then we just kept our eyes on him. And then he walked both feet very slowly on his own with a trainer near him across the field, the end zone area there, and all the way up the tunnel. And he kept walking. And he went in the game day locker room, which is all the way in the back side. You know where that is. It's all the way in the back side of the tunnel. It's not near the field. It's on the other side. Mm-hmm. But he walked all the way up that tunnel. With him was a trainer. Now, I will tell you, it was not the Bills' head trainer, which is Nate Bresky. That doesn't have to mean anything, but I think it's notable to me that it was somebody else, because a lot of times in these situations, the head athletic trainer would be with you, but he's also got other duties. So I'm not here to tell you that that meant something or didn't mean something. I just think it was notable to me that it was another trainer that walked with him, walked all the way up the tunnel. He was in that locker room for several minutes, we were all waiting to see, did he come out? Does he come out? Does he not come out? A few minutes later, it was John Scott and Andy Young were standing there with me, and they one of them said, Trey is standing here again. I look over. He had walked back. I know he did because there wasn't a cart there. He had walked back down towards the down the tunnel towards the field. Then he stood there, and he watched a little bit of practice, and a cart came. He got in the cart, sat in the front seat, and then they went out the stadium, out the tunnel. Because that's a long walk to go to wherever they need to go, which is the training facility, I'm assuming, where, you know, the weight room is and the training room is and the practice locker room and all of that. He walked, though, all the way up the tunnel, all the way down, and then got in that cart. So when I read people attributing me and other of my colleagues aggregating and saying Tre'Davious White was carted off the field, that is not correct. I don't view it as being correct. He did get in a cart and eventually leave the stadium. He walked off the field. He walked into the locker room. We can all try to interpret. We can all try to assume a lot of things. But what you need to do is just wait to see what's happening here, right?
Yeah.
Because it could be a myriad of things from the very minor to the very serious. We don't know that. But that's the context I wanted to give of what I saw and what happened.
And we definitely have arrived at, as you lay that all out and like what actually happened, we've definitely arrived at a time in football, Sal, where this happened a lot this offseason, didn't it? With Justin Fields, maybe there was another situation with the Bills where carted off, sometimes right. It feels like it gets used to emphasize that this could be really, really bad when in a lot of these instances, it just is, well, the locker room or the training room is far away.
100%. And in this case, that is the case. And it's a long walk up a ramp,
yeah.
Right? Which he made that walk originally. And then, you know, and then he didn't because he got in a cart and they need to go outside the entire stadium all the way around. You know, if anybody's familiar, people listening may have never even been to, you know, Highmark Stadium. Some people listening have been there a lot, and they know exactly what I'm talking about, which is you have the training facility and the field house, you have the stadium, and for players to go from one to the other, you have to go all the way around the backside, and there's parking over there, and there's tunnels. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know where I'm guessing they should come to the training facility and the field house and where everything is, but it's a long walk. Yeah, I think because it's Tre'Davious White, because it's a leg, because he's hopping on a leg, of course you're going to be really concerned. You're going to probably assume the worst. I don't blame anybody for that. I think that that's where your mind goes immediately. But at the same time, there are some context clues that give me at least some encouragement that, okay, he walked all the way up there. He walked down, got in the cart. You never know. I mean, guys have walked and had serious injuries. We know that. At the same time, you know, you hope and say, okay, the fact that that's happening, let's just hope that it's not anything super serious and he's just got to go in and, you know, whatever it is, get it dealt with. And, you know, we'll see where they're at when we get an update. And when will we get an update? We don't know. The Bills don't have to provide anything. Now, remember what happened with Max Hairston? We waited a good, 48 hours, I think, almost for that.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that. It was a day and a half. It seemed like, I don't know. And, you know, there were reports. They were not true. Finally, the true report, and I had it as well, even though there was, you know, a couple of national insiders, Jordan Schulte and Rappaport, Adam Schefter, but I get the same information as well after them, which is that, you know, he had the LCL injury. So that was, you know, Max Hairston. But that didn't happen for about a day and a half. The same situation plays out here. Maybe Sean McDermott tells us something today in some capacity, even though he doesn't have to, or the team does. You know, who knows? You just never know. Today's a travel day. Bills would get on a plane and go to Tampa. And then if we don't hear anything by tomorrow afternoon, then at least tomorrow night, I think, at the game, we'll know or hear something and have some sort of clue. Now, it doesn't mean Tre'Davious White doesn't, if he doesn't travel with the team tomorrow, he doesn't go to the game. It doesn't have to mean anything. Like, you don't have to assume the worst because let's remember, Cam Lewis didn't travel last week. He still practiced this
week.
I
was just going to ask that. Like, could we pick up anything if he's not there? But as you're pointing out, maybe not.
Maybe not. You know, I think more than anything, if he is there, I think it's good.
Right.
And, you know, especially if he's walking around and he says, hey, or you talk to him or somebody says something, but he's walking around. He's not in, you know, using, I don't know, crutches or braces or whatever. He's walking around. That would be nice. But if he's not there, I wouldn't assume that, you know, because They have 90 guys on the roster right now, and if somebody's, you know, injured for the final preseason game and they want them to stay back at the facility and rehab, they keep them back here and do that so that you don't have to worry about taking them on the trip and bringing them back to you know, and taking that time away.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. So let's play the what-if game a little bit, Sal.
Yeah.
If there is something with Tre'Davious White that would cause him to miss any amount of time, with Max Hairston also on the injury shelf right now, who would you see as being the next man up?
All right, so this is what's wild to me. I think if Tre'Davious White is out for any length of time, I think Dane Jackson, to me, becomes a starter week one right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tre'Davious White is fine, let's say, and he's going to play. I don't even think Dane Jackson makes the team. I literally think it's all or nothing with him.
Because you said, when we talked about the 53-man roster and you're putting that together, your projection, I think you said like you might not have Jackson on the roster right now. Really,
right.
It almost feels like, is that a tough depth spot to figure out where a guy could be the next man in, or he could be somebody that's not on the team at all? That could be Ingram too, couldn't it? Or Jamarcus Ingram?
It could, but here's why I say what I say. People might think I'm crazy. What do you mean? He's either starting or not on the team based on health. Yes, this is the way I look at it, the way I interpret it. I think that if everybody's healthy, I just don't think there's a spot for Dane Jackson, because I think you're going to want to keep Dorian Strong, your sixth-round pick. You don't want to lose to waivers. I think Jamarcus Ingram does so much for you. Special teams, he can play dime safety, inside, outside. I think they like him enough where, like, he's a guy. Dane Jackson really offers you pretty much no versatility. He plays on the outside, and there's probably not a spot for him because of all that. However, I also think that if you have to start one game or a couple games with a guy, I think they would trust Dane Jackson to actually do that on the outside more than Dorian Strong, certainly, and even Jamarcus Ingram, who you need available to be for all those spots, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it becomes a all or nothing proposition for Dane Jackson. That's the way I interpret it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, what would complicate it, you know, Tre'Davious White, I guess it wouldn't complicate it, but like if it's a, well, he might be ready week one, he might not, now you have to kind of middle it a little bit, and what do you do there, right? Something like mm-hmm. that, if that's the news you get. So, but that's what I think about how they would have to approach it here.
What do you think, there's any chance they would give Rasul Douglas a call? Or do you think, like, I would see that as, you don't do that unless you think somebody's out for a long, long time. Because if Hairston comes back in a few weeks and Trey White's back in a few weeks, then it's, well, I've got, you know, like, sorry.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning,
Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
So, like, I know we brought you back for, like, even if it's only a week or two, but now you're third on the depth chart behind those guys. So, like, sorry, tough.
I do think they could give him a call, but I pretty much agree with what you're saying. Like, I think that happens, and you bring someone like that in if you really have to make sure you're short up there, right? You're not going to go into the season and say, we're just going to play the rookie, you know, heck with it, Dorian Strong. And I just don't know if they like Jamarcus Ingram in that spot enough to become that guy. So, again, that's Dane Jackson. But if you don't have, obviously, Max Harrison for a while, which I predict Max Harrison will be on IR to return. So he's going to miss four games anyway. Like, that's what I think they're going to do next week. Mm-hmm. And then if you don't have Tre'Davious White, that's your top two corners outside of Christian Benford on the other side. I think you have to start thinking about people who can come in here and help you out. And the reason why it would be a guy like Rasul Douglas, where I do think you could call him, would be he knows the system, right? This is why I say Dane Jackson would be the guy you'd plug and play in this situation, which is,
right?
You can put him right now. He knows exactly what he's supposed to do. And as much as he might not be on the team otherwise, at least if you have to get through a game or two, you know he knows exactly what he's supposed to do. And you could just plug and play right there. I think that would be a guy like Rasul Douglas, but I don't know why Rasul Douglas isn't signed. Is it because he wants too much money, more money than people want?
Yeah.
Is it because teams have evaluated him and said, eh? I got a lot of this yesterday from fans. Rasul Douglas. And that's fine. I understand. But I think everybody also would agree that he wasn't quite the same player last year as he was the first half of the year he was here in Buffalo.
Yeah, no, he was definitely not. I mean, in the first year, he is making play after play, like ball hawk, in like jumping routes, intercepting the opposing quarterback. And last year, right, like maybe there were a lot of games where he played fine where you weren't really noticing him, but he's always, throughout his whole career, he's been a corner that's kind of lives off those game-changing plays, and I don't even remember one single one of those last year.
I don't think he had an interception last year, right? I think, okay, if I remember right. I don't believe he did. I have to go back and look, but yeah, they would certainly think about that. I mean, numbers-wise, I'm trying to project my 53. Mm-hmm. I was doing this last night, Joe, and one thing it's very, very tough at defensive back. Like, that's the spot that I'm having the most trouble. It's not because of the names. It's because of the numbers, to be honest with you. Like, last year, they kept, I think, 11, if I remember. I went back and looked. They kept 11 last year. I have them right now keeping 12 independent of Max Harrison. And I'm like, I don't think they'll do that, but maybe. Because as I'll be the first to tell you, like, sometimes a defensive back, actually 13 counting Brandon Codrington. Last year they kept 11 counting Brandon Codrington. So there's too many there. And I'm like, I don't think they'll do that. But at the same time, well, this guy plays nickel. This guy plays outside. Are they going to keep five safeties counting Cam Lewis, counting Jordan Hancock, right? Because I think both are on the team. Mm-hmm. That's a tough spot for me. I think the guy that's really tough for me is Dorian Strong.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, he was a draft pick, and
yeah,
you also would want to start him right away. So
yeah, he's not going to play.
Yeah,
right. He's not going to play. He's not going to get a game day jersey. Probably. I mean, I guess he could. I shouldn't say that definitively. Like, he's not going to be on the field much for you. Certainly on defense, he might not get a game day jersey if you do activate him. But if you release him, that's a draft pick that you could just say, "Oh, see ya," after, you know, a whole month and a half of developing because another team claims him. But they have cut 6-round picks before,
yes.
And you get them back in the practice squad sometimes. Let's remember, you know, we talk about it like that. Like, we talk about, oh, if you cut this guy, Tyrell Shavers, Dorian Strong, oh my God, Frank Gore Jr., someone's going to snatch him up. It's not that easy. A team has to say that guy's better than anybody on our than the bottom guy in our 53. So if you claim him, another team, you got to put him right on your active roster. You can't just claim and put him on the practice squad, you know. Like, so it's not as easy to lose somebody as people think sometimes.
Sal Capaccio with us. Sal, what happened at practice yesterday in this fight between, or that was started at least by what, Taylor Rapp and Elijah Moore?
Yeah, I mean, there was a little bit of, I mean, remember, go back the day before, and Taylor Rapp collides with Dalton Kincaid. I thought that one was more like playing the ball. They both went up. Dalton was kind of in a vulnerable position. Taylor Rapp went up, and they collided. And, you know, you don't want to see that. You're going, and it is Taylor Rapp. So, you know, I think he's been a guy that's been involved in a couple of these things, and including yesterday, where you advance one day, and yeah, it's Elijah Moore. Taylor Rapp kind of gives him a bit of a pop, and Elijah Moore tosses the ball back at him. So that exchanges words, and then suddenly everybody just comes pouring in. And then there's just a mass of humanity. And this is, Joe, this is probably 5 minutes after the Tre'Davious White situation. So I wonder if people are on edge now, right? You see your teammate, you see Tre'Davious White, you don't know what's going on. Everybody's now got a bit of a, it's just a different vibe at practice after that. You know what I mean? For everybody who's on hand. And they start going at it. Everybody starts kind of pushing and shoving. Then all of a sudden I look and there's guys like on the ground. I don't know if they fell, but AJ Epenesa's on the ground. I don't know if he fell. I don't know if someone hit him, whatever. Deion Dawkins is like pulling AJ Epenesa off the ground. He does. And then they exchange words. And, you know, there was no like punches thrown or anything. It was pretty dispersed, but there's a lot of people there and guys, you know, saying things to each other. And I don't know. I think we're getting to the point, end of the preseason. The starters probably aren't going to play tomorrow night. They're going to be hitting another team. They're hitting each other. Sean McDermott, interestingly enough, even said right before practice, the ones are going to get some work against each other. They got to get some more, like, I don't know, the word he used was conditioning maybe or something like that. Like, he said, they're not going to like me too much maybe. And I guess that was true. Maybe they had an edge to him because they had to kind of have a bit of a longer practice. But, you know, that was their kind of like their preseason.
Yeah.
Tune up. That was give them, it was almost like last week in Chicago where the starters got a lot of work in that Friday joint practice and then didn't do anything on Sunday because, hey, you got your work. And I think yesterday was kind of like that.
Yeah. Also, that's like, isn't that not the first fight like since camp began? Maybe there was something else that I'm forgetting.
There was the fight where Alec Anderson was kicked out of practice.
Oh, right.
I mean, I don't know, it was a really fight on that. By the way, I will tell you, a couple of my colleagues noted that Taylor Rapp was kicked out of practice. I didn't see that part of it from where I was, but a couple people noted that happened yesterday.
Okay. It's also very different than, like if you've seen the headlines at Dolphins camp, it's every day they're fighting. And like, but the vibes are very bad in Miami. It's a very different sounding type of camp.
Yeah, I think that even one when they were a couple weeks ago in Chicago, I think there were guys on the same side of the ball fighting each other.
They were on the sideline. They weren't even in the rep.
Right,
they were
right.
Like the rep was going on between the how I saw it described is the Bears and the Dolphins are on the field practicing. And while there's like a rep going on, off to the side on the sideline, there's two Dolphins fighting. So
right,
I don't know what's going on there. It just seems like a mess.
Wasn't the case yesterday. And
yeah,
we talked with a couple guys after, and we talked with Dane Jackson. We talked Christian Benford. By the way, Benford ended his practice early yesterday, but he told us he's fine. Just needed some rest.
Yeah.
So nothing there. But like Dane Jackson's like, yeah, I mean, like, you know, we're competing and, you know, we're brothers. We love each other and things like that happen. And that's right. We all know that. But I thought it was interesting yesterday that, you know, thinking about what Sean said, like, oh, they're not going to like me. They have to go at it. And then they go out there and that happens. And I'm like, yeah, they're probably like, okay, come on, let's go. Let's get this done with and let's get on with the regular season next week.
Sal Capaccio. Very quickly, Sal, preseason game tomorrow. Anything worth mentioning for tomorrow other than we don't really expect to see much of any of the ones you just mentioned? Like, they got their reps in yesterday.
Yeah, and McDermott said no Josh Allen. He said everybody else a case-by-case basis. He also said he didn't expect at that time when he talked to us to play most of the starters. I think it's going to look exactly like last week, to be quite honest with you, and that includes Cole Bishop playing. I think Cole Bishop needs those reps. I think the Bills feel he needs those reps. He's going to be playing. I think Curtis Samuel is not, based on Sean's comments, which are basically that he thought he's looked good since coming back from injury, and it's really kind of figuring out each guy, right? Do you need these reps? Do you not? So right now, as I sit here, I would say probably not going to see Curtis Samuel, even though he hasn't played. Because they might feel good about where he is, but you probably will see Cole Bishop, but we don't really know until we get out there tomorrow night.
Sal Capaccio. Thank you, Sal. Enjoy Tampa.
All right, you got it. Thanks.
Extra Point Show coming up at 10 o'clock, preseason game number 3, tomorrow night, 7:30 against the Bucks. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you coming back. We've been talking some Keon Coleman today. Expectations for him. I asked Owen and Josh, would you take 7 touchdowns for Coleman this year? And I think we're all... like it's a little light. It'd be fine. No one would be mad at that. Couple other league stories I want to get to. Tennessee with Cameron Ward. We're doing a name change there, and it might actually have something to do with the Cam Ward that we all hate. I almost said love and hate. We don't love. We just hate on that Cam Ward. 803-0550 is the phone number to your phone calls next. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.